From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. In an email first obtained by the Columbia Daily Tribune, former University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf took aim at several prominent members of the University of Missouri community, including former Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton. Among the accusations made in the email was that Lofton and State Senator Kurt Schaefer worked together to shape Lofton's testimony to the Sanctity for Life Committee in the Missouri legislature. Lofton called that accusation, quote, absurd.
I answered the questions he posed when I could, and that was the end of it. To propose that I had testimony shaped by him is really just inaccurate.
Senator Schaefer, who chairs the committee, also denied the claim in an interview with the Columbia Daily Tribune. Lofton testified in front of the committee in August about the University of Missouri Healthcare System's decision to offer refer and follow privileges to a doctor working with the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Columbia. Those privileges were rescinded in September. The Ferguson Police Department has agreed to overhaul its policies, training, and practices as part of a sweeping deal with the United States Justice Department. The details are listed in a 131-page proposed consent decree released Wednesday. They're meant to correct problems identified in a scathing Justice Department report last year that identified unconstitutional and discriminatory practices across the city police force and municipal court system. Governor Jay Nixon slammed state lawmakers who want to repeal the earnings tax during a stop in Kansas City yesterday. KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports.
In 2011, an overwhelming majority of voters in Kansas City and St. Louis supported the 1% earnings taxes. Some state lawmakers want to do away with the taxes. Nixon finds that inappropriate.
It is wrong for the legislature to say to local communities who have voted on how they're going to fund their services to take away, after the people have voted, the option for them to fund their services that way.
St. Louis billionaire Rex Sinkfield is considered largely responsible for the anti-earnings tax sentiment. Nixon added that while Sinkfield is free to support whoever he wants, Missouri's lax campaign finance laws have allowed him to have undue influence. I'm Ellie Moxley in Kansas City.
The University of Missouri's Governor Board says it suspended an assistant professor accused of assault stemming from a campus run-in with student journalists during protests in November. Pam Henriksen, chair of the University of Missouri System's Board of Curators, said in a statement after a special board meeting Wednesday night that Melissa Click is suspended pending further investigation. This comes after more than 100 state legislators called for Click to be fired, and one curator made public comments about how he thought she should be fired too. MU Interim Chancellor Hank Foley held a press conference Monday saying no decision would be made on Click's employment until after she went through the tenure review process, which had already begun. A state Senate committee is considering a bill to allow concealed carry on college campuses in Missouri. The bill's supporters say that only responsible students will be able to obtain a concealed carry permit in Missouri, and those students would help mitigate any dangers on college campuses. Jake Buxton, representing college Republicans at Truman State University, testified in favor of the bill during a hearing on Wednesday.
Because if I didn't go to college and I'm 19 years old, I could get a concealed carry permit without a problem, because I'm allowed to by state law. However, if I step foot on a college campus, I'm somehow not allowed to, and we have to be able to protect ourselves.
Opponents to the bill said that arming students would not make college campuses safer, especially with limited access to mental health assessments and communal living in dorms. Missouri State University President Cliff Smart spoke against the bill.
Our campus is the safest if our commissioned law enforcement officers with whom we contract are those that have guns on campus. And so we can have a Springfield police officer within any place on campus in less than a minute.
The measure would allow colleges and universities to opt out if they submit a request to do so. The Missouri State Senate has given initial approval to a ban on traffic ticket quotas. Senators voted Wednesday to finalize the language of a bill forbidding law enforcement agencies or other government entities from requiring employees to write a certain number of citations. It would also prohibit supervisors from encouraging employees to write more tickets. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.